Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Barishona, initially, Hayosa Beis Din B'makom Acher Umevatlo, that the husband would set up a court, would set up a Beis Din in some other place, meaning wherever he happens to be, even if it's nowhere near where the Shliach is and nowhere near where the wife is, and he'd just be Mevatel the Get. So what would happen? He'd send a Shliach to bring a Get to his wife. The guy lives in New York. He's sending a Shliach to bring a Get to his wife in Chicago. The shliach is on the plane, he's on the United Airlines flight from LaGuardia to O'Hare, and the wife is waiting in Chicago, and the husband just gets a basin together in New York, and he says, by the way, I'm Mevatel the Get. But the shliach knows nothing about that, the wife knows nothing about that, so the shliach delivers the Get to the wife, and she thinks she's divorced, and then she gets remarried, and now she has children, so she's committing adultery every time she's with her new husband, and the new husband's committing adultery, the children are all mamzerim, so that's terrible. So his made a takana. You cannot do that. The only way to be mevatel the get is in front of the shliach or the isha. In order to make sure that women shouldn't get remarried with the assumption that they're divorced when they're in fact not divorced. Another takana Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken made. Barishona, in the old days, if a man or his wife had two names, they were called one name in one place and another name in another place. The husband would change his name and his wife's name in the get, meaning he'd use the names that they were known in the place where the get was being written and wouldn't mention any other names. Shame Iro v'shem Ira. If the towns that they lived in had two names, he would also write the name of the town that they were that the town was called by in the place where the get was being written and leave out the town's name, the name that the town was called by in other places. And they would still think that it's a kosher get. Now that is a recipe for disaster, because people who knew them or who knew the towns only by the other name would assume that there's no get over here, but in fact there really was a get over here, so they're not going to let the woman get remarried when really she should be able to get remarried. They have to say every possible name that he has in the get. Ish plonis v'kol shum sheyesh. And the same thing, Isha Plonis, rather the woman, they have to say every possible name that she has. It doesn't mean that they write the words V'kol Shem She'eshla, V'kol Shem She'eshla. It means that they actually write out the Miskaria, her name is Sarah, but the Miskaria, Edith, and some call her Bonnie, it doesn't have to be Yiddish and Numen, whatever names they have that anyone calls them by. So that's what we write, because we want to make sure that we properly identify the people in the get, so that everyone will know that they are in fact divorced. Now, Mishnah Gimel, other takanos of Rav Gamliel Zaken. An alman is not allowed to get paid from the property of Yisomim unless she takes a shvua that she hasn't already been paid her ksuba. Nimnu milhashbia, the Beis Din stopped making almanas take a shavua, because they thought that maybe she'll take a false shavua. So it turned out that the almanas were never able to collect their ksubas. So hiskin Rav Gamliel Zaken sheteinu derasi some kol mashi yirtzu. So the Rav Gamliel Zaken made a takana that instead of taking a shavua, the almana could take a neder to the yisomim whatever they want. Meaning she could take a neder to the yisomim that if I already got paid, then the house should be asur to me, the boat should be asur to me, whatever. She could take some sort of neder of a particular item, v'govah ksubasa, and then she'll be able to collect her ksuba. That was a takana from Gamliel Zaken. Another takana, he'edim chosmen al get, edim sign a get, even though the get is kosher without edim signing on the get, because we're assuming edim mesira karti, v'plei tikkun olam, but we still have edim signing on a get because of tikkun olam, because meaning this takana and the previous one are both mepnei tikkun olam. The having the almana be able to collect her ksuba will encourage more women to get married because they know that their ksuba will get paid to them. And the takana of having signatures on a get is that in case one of the edim mesira dies or is not available to be meyid about what happened, so you could still be mekayim a get b'chosma. You could still have the chasimos on the get to be mekayim a get. Another takana. Rabbanan, this one not by Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, Hillel Hiskin Prozbul. Hillel was Masakin, the idea of a Prozbul, Mepre Tikuna Olam, in order to encourage people to lend money if they thought that their money would be lost as soon as Shemitah comes, so they're not going to want to lend money. So Hillel was Masakin, the concept of a Prozbul, which enables people to collect money that they lent even after the Shemitah year comes and goes. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that originally a guy would just be able to put together a Beis Din wherever he is and be mevatel to get. Rabban Gamliel Hazaken made a takana that you can't do that because of Tikuna Olam. A second takana, it used to be that they would just say the name of the guy, the name of the woman, the name of the city, wherever they happened to be. But if they're called by other names, they wouldn't even mention that. And then Rabban Gamliel made a takana, mevatel Tikuna Olam, you have to mention every name that they are known by. And then in Mishnah Gimel, another takana was that an almana normally was only able to collect from Nichsei Yisom if she took a Shavua, but Beis Din didn't trust her to take a Shavua, so Gamliel made a takana that she could take a neder to the Yisomim and collect her Ksuba. And another takana Gamliel made is that even though Eide Masira Karti, to require Eide Chasima on a get. And then another takana, not made by Rabban Gamliel but made by Hillel, is the takana of Prozbul. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.